Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Kiss 98.5, a radio.com station. It is time for our Buffalo Bills report. And we welcome to the show Isaiah McKenzie. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing great. It's one this morning. Glad to go to work.
Excellent. What are you going to do at work today, Isaiah?
Have a bunch of meetings and practice.
What's your favorite part, the meetings or the practice?
Practice.
No doubt about that. You always seem so positive. Where does your positivity come from?
I have no idea, to be honest with you. But I would say I feel like I have no time to be negative, so I'm trying to always be positive in any way possible.
I love that because I don't think a lot of people think the same way. It's a waste of time to be negative, right? So why not be positive?
It is a waste of time because, it wastes your lifetime and it wastes your brain power. So I feel like being positive is the right way to go. But I get it. Some people are, stressed out and things like that. Don't get me wrong. I do kind of get a little flustered here and there, but it doesn't make me, a negative person. But I just get a little...
No, you seem so positive. I have to go back to one of my favorite plays of yours this season. You're in Nashville. You do that fly sweep chest pass. You run it in for a touchdown. And did you have to run to the locker room or what happened in there? Like you just kept going and it looked so, I was like, yes, Isaiah, keep going. Just do what you've got to do. It was awesome.
Yeah, I was running so fast and I didn't want to slip. Well, because after the grass, there was like this, I can call it a tarp or like this is a flat surface, but it wasn't the grass anymore. So I couldn't put my foot in the ground and turn back around like I wanted to. So I just kept running so I wouldn't slip.
That's cool. That was like one of my favorite fun things that you've done this season. Very cool. And we love the way you're playing. So we're getting ready. A tough couple of weeks for the Buffalo Bills. On to the Jets. How are you feeling about the game this weekend?
We're preparing well. We just gotta, continue to be ourselves. You know what I'm saying? We had two losses and, we're not gonna dwell on them. We just gotta move on. And I feel like, keep on doing that each and every week. But we're going into the Jets, and we got one goal in common, and that's to win the game. But we all know what to do.
Yeah, you do. Who have you learned the most from? You've been playing football your whole life, but there's always people that you learn from, whether it's another player or a coach or a trainer. Who have you learned the most from so far at the Buffalo Bills?
Cole Beasley.
And why is that?
we play the same position, but it's just more than just that. He has a wife, he has a family. He comes to work every day. He does his job very well. He's always open. I tell him that all the time. He taught me things in the slot position that I've never learned before. Being around him is a blessing, to be honest. From off the field and on the field, but he taught me a lot about the game, And just watching him as a dad and as a husband, you know, he's a great father and a great husband. So I just, you know, look at him and I'm like, eventually one day I could be like him.
Right, exactly.
You respect him as a player and a dad. Do you respect the hair game? Because I do. This guy's got great hair.
Yeah.
Hair is always flawless. You know, you know, he has no flaws, you know. But, you know, he keeps his hair, you know, he keeps it well-groomed. You know what I'm saying? He's always, he keeps it up, you know, he keeps himself, you know, kept up well, so.
It's funny because at the last game on TV, he took his helmet off and his hair was like flowing in the wind. I'm like, come on now. Is this a commercial?
Yeah, yeah,
is that what's happening right now? Yeah, he knows. He
That's
knows.
No accident.
You know, I'm
head and shoulders.
Right. He's got to do one of those. He has to. We're on the phone with Isaiah McKenzie of the Buffalo Bills. One thing that now, you know, I'd love to talk football all day long, but there's something else I need to talk about. And that is that drip board they're doing this year with the Buffalo Bills. And that's like, who's got the best style? You have to be winning the drip board.
No, I'm not winning the drip board at all.
What? What is that? What? What? What?
No, I'm not winning the drip board at all.
Who do you think is winning right now?
Probably Diggs.
Oh,
but
yeah,
it's no
Stephon.
Fair. It's no fair that Stephon Diggs gets to win the drip board.
Why is that?
He's in. A lot of guys on the team were not really into fashion like he is. Like, uh-huh. He's going to fashion week, fashion shows, and watching them, and, you know, just getting crazy with the ideas, and you know, it's pretty cool, don't get me wrong, but it shouldn't be, it's just not there. But he just, you know, it's obvious it's there. He, you know, he likes doing that. A lot of guys on the team, I'm pretty sure a lot of guys like doing it, but they don't do it as much as he does it. You know, fashion is one of his things.
You get to work today, I want to remind everybody it is National Crocs Day, and if you want to talk fashion,
No, we're next level. Like, you're carrying the Louis on the plane. But you, Isaiah, you've got, like, the ankle game going with the suits. I like it. Like, your style is good. I think you could give them a run. Yeah.
I try to do a little something. You know what I'm saying? I don't really put my full effort into it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's just like I let Diggs do it. I'm the type of guy I like to watch, you know what I'm saying? Watch other people do a lot of good things. Mm-hmm. And, like, I feel like his fashion is pretty good. So I just watch that. I wouldn't mimic it, but I just, you know,
learn.
If it looks cool, then I'll tell him it looks cool.
Yeah.
But I can put something together, but if I can't just do it effortlessly like he can.
That's all right. Uh-huh. You haven't discovered your inner Zoolander. It's a work in
progress.
On the phone this morning with Isaiah McKenzie of the Buffalo Bills. So I've got some questions for you. Up for that? A few questions, Isaiah?
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Your favorite candy to get at Halloween and your favorite candy to hand out at Halloween?
Favorite candy, I would say Reese's.
Oh, yeah.
That's to get, to give. Sweet Tarts.
Oh, yes. I like that. What's the best question somebody could ask you? Like, if somebody met you and they asked you, what would you want somebody to ask you about that you don't get asked about?
Oh, how's your barbecue at your restaurant?
Yeah, tell me, what is this barbecue thing you're doing? I'm obsessed with barbecue, and you've got a whole barbecue restaurant going. Tell us about it.
It's called La Dela Barbecue.
Uh-huh.
And me and my partner, Mel Rodriguez, he's from Austin, Texas. He's like a 20-year pit master. We came up with this idea probably a little when it was May, June, a little bit before June, and it was like in May. And then we kind of wanted to know, you know, how we can get into business with each other. I always wanted a food truck, but I have no idea how to cook, so that food truck idea was kind of out the window, you know. But I resurfaced and came across this guy. You know, he said his food was good, so I had to test it out. We did like a free food drive on June 20th, and it was amazing. It was like 300 people that came out. It was a pandemic.
Right.
So after a while, we just kind of slowly got ourselves into the catering game and then, you know, started looking for, you know, buildings to, not buildings, but a space inside a building where we can, you know, serve food out of. But then eventually we got, you know, we got two catering spots. And then also we have a restaurant that we, you know, that our own, that we both own, and Wynwood in Miami.
I love that. So did you get inspired? Did you have like a big green egg? Have you ever barbecued with one of those? Because those are pretty cool.
A big green egg. What is that?
It's like, you know, a lot of the guys have them on the Bills. It's just a different kind. Instead of a Weber barbecue, it's called the big green egg.
And it looks like a big green egg. It's pretty freaky looking. It's no big pit, but it's cool.
Yeah,
we got the pit, the big pit. Yeah. The two big pits.
I'll take your big pit over the green egg.
I love that. So, I saw some pictures. Is that you with your mom? Did your mom have an influence in this barbecuing?
My grandma.
Your grandma? Okay. Uh-huh.
No, she had no. She had no idea what was going on.
But you wanted her there, and you wanted to share that. That's amazing. She had to be proud of you.
Yeah. I wanted to share it with her, like, because she had no idea what was going on. I was just trying to figure it out myself. I didn't know if it was going to work or not, but I just went for it. And once it started happening, and so I told her, like, yeah, grandma had a barbecue restaurant. She's like, oh, really? And I was like, yeah. And I said, I want you to come and. And eventually, you know, she saw it and things like that, and she was excited.
Oh, that's so cool. How about this? What's better than the smell of a barbecue? There's nothing better than that.
You're right. I never thought a brisket would, you know, have to be cooked for 14 hours. Right. But that was a lot. But there's a lot of things that come to it, but it's good in the end.
Well, good luck with that business venture, because that sounds really cool. What have you learned about Buffalo, New York?
What have I learned about besides being cold?
No, it's going to be 78 today. No complaining.
It's 78 today?
Yeah, wow. Seriously.
Oh, yeah, it is going to be 78. It's 66 right now, and it feels like it's a blizzard.
You better brace yourself. You need a warm coat.
It gets worse.
We apologize for December.
Oh, I know it gets worse. I really. What I've learned about Buffalo... Everyone here, every person here is, like, loyal to Buffalo. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of hard to not. Like, if you go to Miami, is nobody like, oh, like, some people will say Miami's my home, but some people will be like, I want to move. Like, whoever's in Buffalo, from Buffalo, that's been here, like, they're diehard Bills fans. They're loyal to, you know, the small businesses and everything. They just love Buffalo in general, and that's pretty cool, because when I got here, I wouldn't say I loved it. You know, now I love it, because it's like people are very genuine, very nice. You know, everybody's like, they're like one big family in this, you know, in this state. So it's like,
do you sing out loud?
I would say in this city.
Yeah, in the city. Do you sing out loud in the car when a good song comes on the radio?
Oh, man, of course. Sam Smith is my favorite person ever.
I love that. How is your locker game at the stadium? Like, is it neat? Is it messy? What does it look like if I was to stand in front of your locker?
It's neat. Okay. I have a bunch of clothes hanging up, probably a box here and there that somebody sent me. That's about it. No, nothing crazy. My cleats are in order, you know.
Mm-hmm. How many pairs of sneakers do you have? I want to live vicariously through your sneaker game.
I don't have that many, to be honest with you.
Really?
I really don't have that many. I have the Buffalo Bills training gear. That's about it.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I have like flip flops. I spend no money on shoes anymore.
No, just on barbecue.
Anymore? Before?
Yes, I can tell you he has, because I'm looking at a couple pairs of shoes as you're walking to
the
plane.
Did we have a problem before?
No problem. Just nice loafers. Like, I like your loafer game.
Yeah, it was for you know, when I get dressed up, I kind of got, you know, a little something. But they probably bought the day of or something like that, you know? And I probably took them back with the tag on it or something.
Sure. Why not? Listen, when you go to New York this weekend, not that you're going to have any time, but you are so close to my favorite Gucci outlet on Meadowlands Parkway. It's literally like 10 minutes from the stadium. I'm not kidding. Isaiah McKenzie on the phone with us this morning. Who's the last person that you talk to before you're going to play the game? On the phone, like, do you talk to a family member or somebody that gives you a little motivation, makes you feel good?
the last person I talked to before the game, my sister Nani.
Mm-hmm.
She's down in Miami, and then her roommate is a guy that I, you know, one of my good friends that I met through her. I called them both just to talk about, you know, random stuff.
Right.
So, like, not think about the game.
Yeah, so you don't talk game stuff with them, just regular everyday life stuff. That's pretty cool.
No, you find out what happened at Live last night and how the club was and who was there.
What kind of arguments went on, like who's paying the light bill, phone bill, all type of things. I'm kind of,
Exactly. I like
spill
that.
The tea with someone, Jan.
So we always ask before we finish a report, and we appreciate all your time this morning. We know you're going to have a great game. But what is your message to Bills Mafia as we get ready for this Bills-Jets game on Sunday?
There's no reason to panic. I'm saying we know what we have to do as a team. As a unit, we all want the same thing, and that's to win. But you know, the future's bright. You know, nobody said we couldn't go 14-2. Nobody said, you know, it was going to be easy either. But you know, keep your heads up. We're going to keep our heads up. We're going to keep the motor running, and we're going to keep on trying to win games each and every week.
I love it, Isaiah McKenzie. Keep smiling. We love you, and good luck on Sunday.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
You know, it's funny, when Jan told me we're talking to you, my face lit up, and now I know why. You're so fun to talk to. Great to see you on the field. I hope you have a great game on Sunday.
Appreciate it. Thank you all.
Isaiah McKenzie of the Buffalo Bills on KISS 98.5.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.